हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् दिशावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो नौ वी आर् सीयिङ्ग् दि भाष्यम् फार् दि फोर्थ मंत्र विच स्टेट्स व्हाट ब्रह्मन इज एंड आल्सो सेज व्हाट ब्रह्मन इज नॉट हाउ डज इट से व्हाट ब्रह्मन इज नॉट यद इदम न इदम यद इदम उपासते Brahman is not anything that is worshipped, prayed to, meditated on. Not any of the devatas, not any of the names, deities. Then if the Brahman is not any of those objects of worship, Brahman is not any of those objects of meditation of devatas, and not the Brahman is not the objects of meditation with all attributes. Savisesha devataha, savisesha upasya, upasyani, or vishaya rupa viseshyani, upasyani, isn't it? Vishaya rupa upasyam and savisesha upasyam. So those objects of worship and meditation definitely are not Brahman, even though they are all prescribed in the very Karmakanda of the Veda itself. That means then what is Brahman then? Tvam Brahma. Tvam Brahma. You are Brahman. And which you are Brahman? When you said you are Brahman, tad Brahma, isn't it? You are Brahman. Tadeva Brahma. May you know that. Tvam Vidhi, may you know that. You are Brahman, not anything you worship. You have been worshipping and meditating on. And here, instead of saying Tvam Brahma, he says Tadeva Brahma. Because what is used is third person singular pronoun, that tad actually means what? Tvam only. And that tvam, the tad meaning tvam is made clear where? In the first two quarters, first two halves of the first sentence. The mantra, if you take the mantra, consider four quarters. The first two quarters, which form the first line of the mantra, isn't it? State that tvam, tatad means what now? Tvam. Is it clear now? Got it or not? Yes. And so we were seeing the meaning of, that yad vacha anabhyuditam yena vak abhyudyate. So you are seeing the meaning of the word vacha. We are still there. We have not finished anything. This is the brief explanation I gave earlier. Then I came to the meaning of the word vacha. Is it? Shankara's commentary on the word vacha. And there he said, vacha anabhyuditam. That's fine. And the word vak has two meanings, vachyartha and lakshyartha. And the word means what? Vak means the organ of speech. Vak also means all the sounds. Varnaha, padani, vakyani, all the sciences, everything. Vak also means. Therefore, and here, and that then he was, last class we saw that vak means what now? Omkaraha. Omka, what is omkaraha? Omkaraha, that is simply in the Bhashan is akaraha vai sarvaha vak sa esha. Okay, all this akara, that all the letters, all the sounds actually, sparshaha antastaha ushmabhi vijyamana bahvi nana rupa bhavati. Anything expressed, isn't it? All the sounds and the combination of sounds, the letters and the combined words, the sentences, all of them which get expressed through these are places, isn't it? Manifest through these different sthanani. All of them are what? Only vak. And there, that everything is vak means what? Any sound. Therefore, all the sciences, secular or sacred, all the sciences are nothing but expressions of the words only. So those words are nothing but this is the what no, sentences. The sentences, the sciences explanation of sentences and words are nothing but words actually. Those words are a combination of letters, which are a combination of sounds, and those sounds are what? Which emerge through, which are known as sparshaha, ushmaha, sibilance, consonants, is it? Vowels, all of them. Therefore, those words are bahvi nana rupaha. Okay, there's so many. And therefore, the word includes also what now? Omkaraha itself is what now? Stands for all, everything. All the sounds, all the words, all the sentences, all the sciences. Isn't it? All the objects, that's why we see the meaning. And thereafter he said, not only, it all secular, sacred knowledge means what now? All the sacred knowledge means mitam and amitam. He mentioned Rig and Yajurvedas. Mitam means what now? Isn't it? All the mantras in metrical order is what? Rigveda. Rigveda is implied by the word mitam, and amitam, Yajurveda in prosaic mantra, the Veda in prose form. All of them. And swaraha satya anrute eva vikaraha yasyaha taya vacha padatvena parichinnaya. I think I hit it. Karana Gunavati also, no? I don't know all those things, Pitaji. No, I haven't said all. No. Let's start with Mitha and Amitha, I think. Okay. Now, Swaraha. Swara means what now? All the Swaras. All forms of Swaras also what now? Not outside of walk. When you say any Swara, any melody, is not outside of the walk. Isn't it? Then, Satyanrite Yeva. Satyam anritam in this context means, you know, satya means the words which stand for existent objects. Anritam means what now? The words which are non-existent. Isn't it? Like Vandhyaputraha. That was anritam. Satya means what? Suryaha sada prakashate. such the words, statements and words reveal the existent facts, and the statements which also convey the non-existence. No? So, satya amrute means both, all those words, eva, all of them also, swaras, all of them, vikaraha, modifications of yasyaha. They are all what are modifications of the that walk alone, sa walk. Yasyaha, sa walk. What we hear after vikaraha yasyaha, Pitaji, if you can within brackets here can put sa walk, you can get a complete sense of the meaning. I tell you, mitam, amitam, swaraha, satya, anrute, satyanrute, satyam, anrutam, eva, vikaraha, yasyaha, sa walk. That indeed is the walk. What is the word here? He is now. Walk is that which is whose modifications alone are all these words indicating the existent things, indicating non-existent things, all the swaras and all the sacred sciences in the form of Rig and Yajur Vedas. Understand? They're all that only. Tavak. Now he's going to the next sentence now. Taya vacha padatvena parichinnaya karana gunavatya. Now he's talking about that walk. Having said what is that walk, now he's saying taya vacha, by that word. Now he know what is word. Have you understood what the word walk means? Okay, so walk is already existing sounds only. Therefore, taya vacha, by that word, padatvena parichinnaya. The word has become what now? No, parichinnam, parichinna walk. Parichinna walk means what? The word, isn't it? Parichinna means the word is which the word when it is used to indicate a given object, it becomes what? Parichinnam. When the word is integrated, isn't it? When the word is expressed, is what now? Expressed word is what now? Parichinnam. Parichinnam. Parichinnam means what now? It indicates a given object. So, parichinna. And such a word, the word expressed to indicate something becomes what now? Is that called padam? It becomes a padam. That word, one word, which alone is in the form of all these words, and that word, when it is used to indicate, isn't it, expressed through the organ of speech, to indicate a given object, it becomes what now? A limited word. Parichinna word. Why? Chair, when you say C-H-A-I-R, okay, the chair is a word which cannot indicate anything else. It can only indicate one object that is expressed, isn't it? Expressed word. But that C-H-A-I-R, where is it coming from? Is one word only. One word alone. Unexpressed, unmanifest, undifferentiated. Same thing, he's taking it to something differently, okay? The unexpressed, unmanifest, it is undifferentiated as what? Undifferentiated as one word. When it is expressed, it becomes what now? It expressed through the organ of speech, then what happened now? Within organ of speech, through the organ of speech, a word expressed becomes what now? Padatvena parichinna. It becomes one word. That absolute word expressed becomes what now? One word. It becomes a limited word and known as padam. What padatvam means? What it gets the status of being the padam. In Sanskrit, the vak also means speech, isn't it? The absolute one word, one vak. I'll use Sanskrit word, but better. One vak expressed through an organ of speech to indicate a given object. What now becomes? What now becomes the padam? Is it clear now? Padam. So, padatvena parichinna vak. Padatvena parichinna vak means what now? That one ultimate vak alone gets the status of being the padam. Why? Parichinnaya. Because of its now limited. Why it is limited? Because it indicates a given object. And not only that, it's not now. Karana gunavatya, expressed through the karanam, organ of speech. Okay, karana gunavati vak means what? Karana gunavati means the vak which is expressed through an organ of speech. Expressed out through the organ of speech is what? Karana gunavati vak. And padatvena parichinna vak means what? A word, a vak which is limited by what now? Limited with the wordness, padatvam, the status of being the word. When does it become that expressed, indicating a given object? Isn't it? Therefore, look at what it is going to say now. That is the vak. This is the limit. Okay, this therefore, that vak, padam, by that vak, is it clear? That vak, unexpressed vak is one source of all the words. So the one source of vak, the one source, the vak, understand? All these different words get expressed. But when they get expressed through the organ of speech, they become parichinnam vak. Limited word. Because a word limit parichinnam, expressed through what? Through a given organ of speech. Therefore, that limited word, that word, which is known, which has a status of being the limited word, okay, which can indicate only one thing, which expressed through the organ, is what now? With such a word, the Abrahman cannot be revealed. That is what he wants to say now. He is coming to, he finished his commentary on word. Because what does he want to say here? Because Gunavatya anabhyuditam. He goes next word now. Anabhyuditam means what? Brahman is not revealed. Anabhyuditam, Brahman cannot be revealed. Okay, anabhyuditam, what's the meaning Shankara gives there? Anabhyuditam is the word you find in the text. What is the meaning he gives? Aprakashitam. Aprakashitam, anabhyuktam. He gives two words. Do you see two words? Shankara gives two meanings for anabhyuditam. Anabhyuditam is the word in the textbook. And what is the meaning given there? Aprakashitam, anabhyuktam. Do you see that, Pitaji? Aprakashitam is one word. Anabhyuktam is another word. Both words mean Abrahman, is it? Atma, the Brahman, cannot be revealed by word. Which word? Karana gunavati vak, padatvena parichinna vak. Understand? Parichinna Vak. Actually, what does he want to say? Words are uncreated, words are already existent, and words unexpressed are what now? Vak. Okay, when the words become expressed, they expressed through the medium of internet medium, the medium becomes what now? Being limited. The total knowledge, total words, totality of the shabdas. You see something very profound he says. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. All the sounds are uncreated. Means already they are there in space. So for them, when they are unmanifest, okay, they would know totality of what? That is vak. And which alone is manifest as all the words, all the objects indicated by the words, all the sentences which constitute the things, isn't it? That one vak stands for what? All the varnas, all the one undifferentiated word. Understand? The word is one undifferentiated word. And that word, undifferentiated, unlimited, isn't it? Word alone is manifest as what now? All these different bodies of knowledge, all the sciences, which are constituents of sentences and words, which are sounds, and which get expressed through the organ of speech. But what he wants to say, that is different. Why he always say, Vachoha vacham, walk of the walk, speech of the speech, we said. Why? Because that walk, he says, walk, speech of the speech means what? Brahman is not the speech, walk. But without Brahman, the speaking power of the organ of speech being Brahman. Speaking power of the organ of speech being Brahman. What now? Brahman is said to be the Vacham Vak. Vachaha Vak. Brahman being the seeing power of the eye said to be what now? Chakshushaha Chakshuhu. So, now vak also means what? Brahman. Understand? Vak is Brahman. That Brahman is what now? Total power. The total power is Brahman. Total knowledge is Brahman. Understand now? Therefore, the total power, total knowledge is Brahman. Therefore, which is, we say, vachaha, vacham, etc., that walk is not created. Understand? This total speaking power, or okay, what now? Total power is Kirpitiji, mm-hmm. He being Brahman. That walk, that is why Brahman is called what? Vachoha Vacham. We have taken only that one word, okay? That walk is what now? Is not created. The power, isn't it? Not created. Therefore, we say what now? It's already there. Already there. And that one undifferentiated walk. That one from that yasyaha, yasyaha, that one walk alone is manifest as what? Through the organs of speech. When the walk is expressed, it becomes what? Manifest word becomes what now? Sakarana walk. Sakarana walk means what now? Karana gunavati walk. Karana gunavati walk means what? The word which has the attribute of being expressed through an organ of speech, karana gunavati vak. What is expressed, it becomes what? No, that word padatvena parichinna. It becomes what? No, with the status of being the word, it becomes a limited word. That one word can indicate only one given object. Do you see the beauty of it? So, padatvena parichinna vak. Okay, as a word, it is limited now. Do you get it? Okay, the total speaking power in this already there, and all the sounds are already unmanifest. Nothing is created. But when unmanifest, what now? From that alone, everything has become manifest. But that one power, which is called vak, absolute vak, from which alone all these different sciences have become manifest, all the sounds have become manifest. That is indeed vak. But that vak, when it becomes parichinna, karana gunavati, it becomes parichinna, and it also has what now? No, padam. It becomes a word which indicates a given object. Padyate anena iti padam. Hope you understood it. Padatvena parichinna vak bhavati. Aparichinna vak, okay, padatvena parichinna bhavati. Understand now? That one vak becomes parichinna vak, aparichinna vak, parichinna bhavati. Avyakte aparichinna vak, vyakte, yada vyaktam bhavati, tada parichinna bhavati. But for vyaktam bhavati means what now? There is a padam, it has this another word what now? Padam iti namapi bhavati. It also has the name padam. And for that, to get for the aparichinna vak, to become parichinna, and to get the status of being a padam, indicating a given small object. Okay, it should be what? Karana gunavati. It must be expressed through a given organ of speech. Understand? Therefore, this word, okay? Therefore, now what do we say now? All the words we use, all the words we use are the manifestations of one total vak. Express that total, okay? And Brahman being the very existence of the total power of speech, how can be revealed by this expressed word? Hope you got it. Therefore, vacha anabhyuditam. What is vak here? The two words are there. Okay? The total speaking power, which is already there, the total speaking power unmanifest is what? All the everything. All that is here now is what? Manifestation of the total speaking power only. And that total speaking power is what? Brahman. You don't say Brahman has. Total speaking power is Brahman only. That is what now? That's why Brahman is called what? Vak. Total speaking power is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is called what now? Vak. Of the vak. Understand? And that vak, unmanifest is what now? Unmanifest is total, isn't it? Unlimited. But expressed means becomes, it gets a different name. Unmanifest is, I'll give a different example now. Unmanifest is one undifferentiated Maya, Shakti. Manifest is what now? All different different time bound, spatially limited, object wise limited, all the differences and limitations come when? Only in manifestation. Similarly, this one speaking power which is Brahman at work also, when it becomes Karana Gunavati, it becomes Parichinna Padatvena. Okay? Padatvena Karana Gunavati Vak Padatvena Parichinna Bhavati. The word expressed through the organ of speech becomes a limited word. Parichinna Padam Bhavati. Vak Bhavati. It becomes a limited word. Is it? The limited word means what? A word a vak which has this name called Padam, which can indicate only one given object. Understand? Therefore, and here what is the, therefore, Taya Vakcha, by such a word, all the words we know, which are the words we know? We know only Karana Gunavati Parichinna Vak. And we want to, we try to reveal Brahman using what? Try that word. Karana Gunavatya Padatvena Parichinnaya Vacha. We expect. And what the teacher says? Anabhyuditam Karana Gunavatya Padatvena Parichinnaya Vacha Brahma Anabhyuditam Anabhyuditam Aprakashitam Brahman cannot be revealed by the words, because the very user of words, operator of words, is what? Brahman. Atma. So, he says, okay, we'll see the next line now. Yena Brahmana Vivakshite Arthe Sakarana Vag Abhyudyate. Now what he says now, Yena Brahmana, you see Yena, now he's gone to what now? He has finished what now? Yad stands for Brahman, Vacha Anabhyuta means what? That Brahman which is not revealed by, cannot be revealed by a word. He has finished explaining the first quarter of the mantra. Okay? Now he is going to what now? Second quarter of the mantra. What is it? Yena Vag Abhyudyate. Is it clear? Yena Vag Abhyudyate. Yena Vag Abhyudyate. Yena. Now here is the meaning of the word Yena. And Yena, he says Brahmana. What is the meaning of the word Yena? Yena is a relative pronoun. It is by whom. So that which cannot be revealed by the word, that Brahman which cannot be revealed by the word, that Brahman by which alone all the words are brought to light, revealed, that Brahman. Understand now? So yad, that relative pronoun is there. Therefore, it has been followed by what? Tad. See, that person who is wearing the checked shirt, who is sitting in front of me, who is having another chair in front of him to keep his book, he is, when I said to say that, isn't it? Another pronoun, when do we use it? Because it reveals he is the one, Rodney, when I say, that sentence will be preceded by what? That all relative pronoun has been used. For yena, yena, tad, tvam vidhi, tad tvam. Okay, yena, yena, vag, yad, yad, vacha, anabhiditam, that Brahman which cannot be revealed by a word, he finished now. That Brahman is what now? You can say, Vag Yena Vag Amyudyate. So Yena means what now? Brahmana. By which Brahman alone? The Brahman which cannot be revealed by the words. The Brahman by which alone? Understand? Yena. Yena. by which Brahman alone, Yena means Brahmana. Which Brahmana? Vivakshite arthe. What has been said earlier here, what is implied here, what is intended to be conveyed is Vivakshitartha. Vivakshitartha, what is intended to be conveyed here is Sakarana. Sakarana means what now? The Brahman alone, okay, through the instrument of the organ of speech, Vak Abhyudyate. Vak abhyud, the word is revealed. So word itself is dependent on Brahman to be brought to light. Have you got it, Radhijitan? Isn't it? Abhyudyate means what now? Is revealed. Abhyudyate is a present tense, present passive verb. Is anabhyutam is a past passive participle. But we have to take it only present tense. The word Brahman cannot be revealed by words. Okay? We take the participle as what now? As a potential passive participle, isn't it? Brahman cannot be revealed by the words, but by Brahman alone the words are revealed. Yena Brahmana vak abhyudyate. By which Brahman alone words are revealed. And what is that Brahman? Here he says, how do you say, by Brahman alone the words are revealed? Isn't it? He says, Chaitanya Jyotisha. Chaitanya Jyotisha. By the light of, what now? Consciousness. Chaitanya Jyotish. Light of consciousness, not is light, just as this ordinary light alone brings this opaque object to light, so also the light of consciousness alone expresses, what now, brings this words to light. The unmanifest words, for them to become, what now, one undifferentiated, unmanifest speaking power, for that to become manifest as the differentiated words, heard words, unheard word becomes a heard word. Unexpressed word becomes expressed word. For expressing, isn't it? For that to express, the word to become expressed, what does it need? Isn't it? Only by the light of consciousness. So he says, what? Chaitanya Jyotisha Prakashyate. Prakashyate, Abhyudyate. Abhyudyate is equal to what? Prakashyate. By the light of consciousness, Brahman alone, these words are what now? Revealed. Prakashyate. Prakashyate means what? He gives the meaning Prayujyate. Prayujyate means what? Used. Who is the one who uses the words? Is it? Who is the one who uses the words? The words and the organ of speech, isn't it? The medium of expression. All of them are operated, used by whom? For whose? But we have seen the Bhasha meaning. Remember, house is for the one who lives in the house. The one who lives in this house is not living for the sake of the house in the house. Similarly, here also what now? So who is the one who is operating this organ of speech? Isn't it? For the organ of speech to be functional, it must be blessed by what? Consciousness. And for that, through that, for the word to express, it is very much dependent on what? Organ of speech. Okay, thereby, by remaining as the very speaking power of the organ of speech, look at this strategy, very beautiful, isn't it? Remaining as the, you don't appreciate it. I know you appreciate it. By remaining as the very power of speaking, one who blesses the organ of speech, speech with the capacity to whose presence alone makes the organ of speech function, thereby what helps the words to become expressed also, is the one, isn't Brahman. Therefore, these words which are expressed through the organ of speech, which itself is dependent on Brahman, the Chaitanya Jyotihi, thereby what now? Therefore, Brahman alone illumines the words, remaining as the very speaking power of the organ of speech. How can that Brahman, absolute speaking power of the organ of speech, be revealed by the words which become expressed through the organ of speech? Okay. I got it. Yes. Therefore, Shankara's explanation. Na prakash. Okay. It's anabhyuditam. Therefore, Brahma is not revealed, cannot be revealed by the words. Okay. Then, that Brahman, why? Because all the words are revealed by Brahman. Yena Brahmana. Which Brahmana? Vak abhyudyate. Words become revealed. And what does he, Shankara explains that how now? Chaitanya Jyotisha prakashyate. Brahmana abhyudyate. E Brahmana vak abhyudyate. It's a sentence in the understand now. By Brahman alone, words are revealed, brought to light. Poor words themselves are dependent on what now? Brahman to be revealed. And such words, what is the sentence? Guru Shankaracharya in his Bhashyam, Chaitanya Jyotisha Prakashyate. Abhyudyate is equal to Prakashyate. Brahma yena is equal to Brahmana. Brahmana is equal to Chaitanya Jyotisha. By the light of consciousness alone, the words are revealed. How do you say words are revealed by Chaitanya Jyotish, Chaitanya Jyotihi? Because without, you know, the very power of speaking is called, of any organ of speech is Brahman. That is why Brahman is said to be what now? Vachoha Vacham. Such power, Brahman being the power of speech, Brahman, the power of speech of Brahman alone is manifest as what now? Is there in the organ of speech. Therefore, the words are dependent on this organ of speech, which is dependent on Brahman, the power of speech, to get expressed. How can the words expressed through dependent, which are dependent on the organ of speech for the expression to come out, be illumined by, can illumine the Brahman, which is the very speaking power of this, another speaking power. Why? Because you have to understand. Now, just as you said, every word, padam, let me stop here and explain to you here very clearly. Now, Shankaracharya has finished commentary on first two quarters, which is the first half of the mantra. And he is going to, now he is going to use the Shruti Pramanam. After you, now he is going to give you the Shruti Pramanam, where all Shruti says this. Now he is going to do that. Before we go there, let me tell you. Padam itself means a word. And why, what is a padam? Padam is, isn't it? unexpressed speech, expressed is what? Padam. Unexpressed speech, expressed is padam. And that padam, padyate anena iti padam. Okay? Padyate, here vak, one word meaning what now? When you say vachaha, vachoha vacham, there you mean vak is what? When you say Brahman is the speech of the speech, there the word vachaha vacham, vachoha vak. That vak means what? Total speaking power. When you say vak, next to vachaha, that means what now? Padam. Expressed word. Isn't it? So that vak, padam means padyate anena iti padam means that by which something is arrived at. So what we have learnt earlier about the definition of light, anything by which something becomes known is light. Light is that by which something becomes known. Your padam is what? Padam also is like a light. Because when the padam is used, it immediately, it reveals something. Padam also is like a light. Car, if I say, that word car, immediately it illumines what? An object. Illumine what now? It brings to your mind that object, isn't it? Padam also is a light, like a light only. Not only sense organs, anything which brings something to light is a light. But padam, any word also is what now? A light. Because it helps you to arrive at that object indicated by the word. Say, padyate anena. That by which you mind, buddhi arrives at something. Oh. Bread. Yellow. Peach. Anything you say, it goes with two colors. Color and the fruit peach. Isn't it? Amazing. This is called padam. But that padam, which illumines the word, a given object, that word itself has the capacity to illumine a given object. Where does the word get its illumining power? Look, it'll go from here, isn't it? Oh, they're all words. Mic, chair, table, light. You know, they're all words. And all these words are, we say so, because we are so happy, right? Every word is what now? Illumining light. Every word conveys something. But what Shastram says, all these words have the capacity to reveal the objects only when they are expressed. If I think chair in my mind, if I don't speak it out, bring. You are all wondering what to bring. The word has to come out. Understand? To reveal something. Please bring the chair. When I say, the expressed word conveys. Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. Whereas, if a word expressed is what now? A padam. But padam serves as a light. And it can illumine a given object. That is capable. But this padam itself, for it to be, to have the status of being the padam. Okay? The padam, what is that which lends the padam the status of being the padam? Padam means a light by which something is arrived at. This padam has the padatvam, the status of being the padam, only when it is expressed through the organ of speech. The word has the capacity to indicate a given object only when it is expressed in the form of speech or in the form of written word or expressed word. Isn't it? Anyway, it's expressed word. Written or spoken, any word is what now? Expressed word. A word expressed in the form of writing, in written form or speech form, expressed word alone, padam. But for the word to be expressed, it needs what? It's dependent on organ of speech. An organ of speech is dependent on what? Chaitanya Jyotihi. Is it clear, Pitachi? Therefore, Brahmandi Chaitanya Jyotihi is the very speaking power of the organ of speech, cannot be illumined, cannot be revealed, okay? Cannot be brought to light by the words, okay, which themselves are dependent on the organ of speech, which itself is dependent on Brahmandi Chaitanya Jyotihi. Therefore, vacha anabhyuditam yena vag abhyudyate. Now you know how every word expressed has the capacity to indicate any object. Itself is, the words are lit up by what now? By the speaking power, which is Brahman. The speaking power alone of the organ of speech being Brahman, by Brahman alone, the words are lit up. How can the words which are lighted up by Brahman reveal Brahman? Hope you got it. Mm. Very beautiful, isn't it? Mm. You get it? Or somewhere like this? No, not, no? Yeah, I want to touch an answer from you people. So, Vak Abhyudhi Chaitanya Jyotisha Prakasyate. See, Brahmana Sakarana Vag Abhyudyate. Brahman, by Brahman, the operator of the organ of speech alone, what now? Vag Abhyudyate, word is revealed. See, Chaitanya Jyotisha Prakashyate. Prakashyate means what now? Prayujyate, used also. Words are handled, dealt with, used by Brahman alone. Not directly, by his mere presence. Another way of seeing it. That is why, what do we say now? Anything here is a manifestation of knowledge. That is why no knowledge is created, we say. Only manifestation. Okay, let me go to the... Now what he does, Shankara, he finished his commentary on this Yena Vag Abhyudyate. Now he finished his commentary, what? No, he finished his own thing. Now he is going to quote from Upanishad, Shruti. Shruti Pramanam. He has to give Shruti. What is it you have understood from the first two quarters of the mantra? Brahman cannot be revealed by words. Words cannot, isn't it? Because Brahman alone reveals the words. Instead of Brahman, he uses the pronoun. Yad Brahma vacha anabhyuditam. Yena Brahmana vag abhyudyate prakashate. Tad Brahm. Tad is what now? Not even Brahman actually. Tad what? Yena Atmana. Yena Atmana, Yena Chaitanya Jyotisha. Isn't it? Therefore, Tad. That Chaitanya Jyotihi is what now? Brahma. Chua Chaitanya, isn't it? Yena Atmana. When we say Chit is what now? Tvampada Laksharthaha. Yena Chaitanya Jyotisha. Vag Abhyudyate. Yena Chaitanya Jyotisheva Atma Brahma. Tad Brahma. That's why we have to understand. Next line, Tad is what now? That Brahman, which is Atma, which is pure consciousness, okay, by which cannot be revealed by the words, and which alone, by which alone reveals all the words, that Brahman is what now? Tvam Brahma. Tad, so you follow with Tad. Tadeva Brahma. That Tait Chaitanyam stands for Tvam. Eva Brahma. Okay. Now we will see the Shruti quotations now. Yadu.
Yadu.
Now first quotation he gives from the same Upanishad. Kena Upanishad mantra itself is taken as a Shruti Pramanam. Vachoha Vak. Okay, Brahman is what now? He is speaking power of this. Organ of speech, therefore, Brahman is said to be what now? Speech of this speech. Ityuktam. Then, that also implies what? Brahman cannot be revealed by words. Brahman is the very revealer of the words. Next sentence. Ityuktam. Vadan vak. Vadan means what now? One who is speaking. Okay? Therefore, speaker, what is vadan here? Speak means speaking power is the speaker, isn't it? Not the organ of speech. The speaking power of the organ of speech is the speaker actually. Therefore, speaker of this speech, okay, the revealer cannot be revealed by the revealed word. Light can never be illumined by, brought to light by opaque object. Understand? Because light is very opaque object. It is dependent on light to come to light. How can, it cannot reveal its own existence. How can it bring to light the light? Similarly, here also the walk, which is spoken, isn't it? Which is expressed. Cannot bring to light the very speaker. Madan vak. Then, yo vacham antaro yamayati. Yo vacham antaro yamayati. Vacham antaraha yamayati. See, yo vacham antaro yamayati ityadicha. He also quotes other two mantras from. This is from Vajasa Neyake. This is from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Which is that next sentence? Yo vacham antaro yamayati. One who is the, what now? Is the controller, one who controls all the words. Okay? Controller of the earth, isn't it? So vacham yamayati ityadi cha. Vajasa Neyake. All these quotations he is quoting to say what? To state that first sentence, isn't it? We have already explained those two sentences. I have explained, I am not simply saying on my own, my comment is based on what? What other Shruti statements also say. Understand? Suppose one place said something else, some other place somewhere, suppose some other Upanishad says something differently, our Buddhis are there. We go to different commentaries and we can get confused also. Therefore, Shruti never says something contradictory. Whatever says Upanishad, Taittiriyam says, the same thing must be said in other Upanishads also. It's not contradict. All the Upanishads, same thing means, that's the fact. That's why he is quoting now Vajasanayaka, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Vachamantaro yamayati yaha means he is the controller of the words. Atma is said to be the controller of the words, user of the words. Understand? Therefore, ityadacha Vajasanayake. And Vajasanayakam is the name of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is called Vajasanayakam is something unwanted to tell you here. Not relevant here. Because the entire Shukla Yajurvedaha is called Vajasanaya Samhita. because the entire Shukla Yajurvedaha, which is who has the credit of what now, as he said to be revealed to Darishihi Yajnavalkyaha. In fact, Yajnavalkyaha is only Rishihi, okay, who got this, the entire Veda revealed to him, to his credit, Shukla Yajurvedaha. So the entire Shukla Yajurvedaha is known after his Yajnavalkya Rishi's name, Vajasaneyakam. That means what? Vajasaneyakam means the Yajnavalkya's another name is Vajasaneyaha. Okay. Why is he known as Vajasaneyaha? Because he has got this thing revealed to him. What now? Through the sun. Vajasanihi. Okay. Sun Suryaha is called Vajasanihi. And from the sun, what now? This Yajnavalkya got this knowledge revealed to him. Therefore, what do we say here? Vajasaneyaha. He is called Vajasaneyaha. And why sun is called Vajasanihi? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad belongs to Shukla Yajurveda. Therefore, it is called Vajasaneyakam. Because whole Shukla Yajurveda is called Vajasaneya Samhita. Because it is revealed by, it got revealed to the Rishihi Vajasaneyaha. And who is that Rishi Vajasaneyaha? He is Yajnavalkya. Why he is called Vajasaneyaha? Because he got his knowledge through, what knows, Vajasanihi. Why sun is called Vajasanihi? Because Vajam means food. Okay? Vajam. Look at this. Vajam. My word. Akant Rajnaji, food is my word. Vajam means food, annam. And Vajasanihi means sanute. Sanoti means one who gives. Another word for dadati. Okay? Vajam sanoti, vajam sanute ubhayapadi. That means what? Vajasanihi. You mean what now? Bestower of food is Vajasanihi. How sun is called Vajasanihi, bestower of food? I don't want to go into the details. You all know very well. Understand? See? Every word in Hamsa is so. Vajasanihi. So Vajasanihi, isn't it? By the blessings of Vajasanihi, he got it. Therefore, Vajasaneyaha, who's called Vajasaneyaha? Yajnavalkya. And Yajnavalkya's, because it is from Vajasaneyaha, it's called Vajasaneyakam Upanishad. Is it clear? Therefore, Vajasaneyake, Brihadaranyaka Upanishadi also. He said, what he said now? Yo Vachamantaro Yamayati. Okay, it is said there. Ityadicha Vajasaneyake. Now he is going to go to next one. Yavak.
Yavak.
Purusheshu.
Purusheshu.
Sa.
Sa.
Gosheshu.
Gosheshu.
Pratishthita.
Pratishthita.
Kaschit.
Kaschit.
Tam Veda.
Tam Veda.
Brahmanaha.
Okay.
Till then, another quotation from the same Upanishad. Yavak Purusheshu. Okay. That word which is in all the human beings, which expressed in all the human beings. Sa Gosheshu. In all the words, Gosha here means the words, other words also. Pratishthita, which is established in, installed in all the beings and all the words. Kaschit tam veda. Kaschit, someone knows that. Brahmana. It is literal meaning. But here, the kaschit is as a question. Kaschit brahmana tam veda. Does a brahmana know that walk? కశ్చిత్ తాం వేదం పట్టినా డస్ ఎనీ బ్రాహ్మణ నో దట్ వాక్ విచ్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది మైండ్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఓకే దట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ ఈస్ దర్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ డస్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ ఈస్ దర్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ ఓకే హూ నోస్ దట్ వాక్ which is in the all the which is expressed through all the human beings okay which alone expresses itself through all the words in the all the words which is in the words in as the which is expressed in what now in all the words also all the words which are used by human beings all these sounds in all the words in all the human beings that walk which is expressed isn't it does any brahmana know that walk is a question iti prashnam utpadya and this is we do not know the source of this mantra this is a veda mantra so shankara himself does says what now we do not know the source of the mantra so we have to just say what now we have to use that okay shankara knows for us to explain his commentary do not know the source therefore we have what now unknown source but veda only therefore this mantra is a prashnam utpadya So this who creates this question is raised in the Veda Prativachanam Uktam and Veda itself gives the answer also see Veda in one in some part of the Veda somewhere Veda creates this question and Veda itself gives an answer also for this question what is the question asked is there a brahmana okay kaschit brahmana okay Veda కశ్చిత్ బ్రాహ్మణ వేద ఈస్తర బ్రాహ్మణ హూ నోస్ దాట్ వాక్ విచ్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ విచ్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది వర్డ్స్ హీ రైసెస్ ది క్వశ్చన్ దెన్ ది వేద ఆన్సర్స్ ఆల్సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఆన్సర్ ఫర్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ప్రతి వచనం ఉక్తం ఆన్సర్ వాట్ ఇస్ సా వాగ్ సేనో సీ ప్రశ్నం ఉత్పాద్య ప్రతివచనం ఉక్తం ఈ సెట్ బై శంకర ఓకే అదర్ వర్డ్స్ వాట్ కొటేషన్ Do you get the cow? Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Please listen to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Shankara quotes two sentences from the Veda and he says, which is a question, which is an answer. And the first he quotes this question. Is the kaschid brahmanaha Veda? Okay? Is there a brahmana who knows? What does he know? Yat vak, isn't it? No. Gosheshu. Sir. పురుషేషు ప్రతిష్ఠిత విచ్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ దెన్ హి సేస్ సా వాక్ సేనో యయా స్వప్నే భాషతే బ్యూటిఫుల్ సా వాక్ యయా స్వప్నే భాషతే స్వప్నే అపి ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్ దట్ ఈస్ ద వర్డ్ That is Brahman, the word of the speech of the speech, who speaks, what now? Even in dream. In dream, your organ of speech is not speaking, your physical body is not even there for you, but still in dream also there is one speaker, isn't it? That speaker is what? Only thought. That for the thought itself is speaker, spoken, speaking. Everything is what the thought. In dream there is this conversation, isn't it? The speaker, speech, spoken, everything is what thought only. That thought itself, that speech of a thought also is who? Brahman only. Therefore, there is a speaker in dream, it is the same speaker here in waking also. And the same speaker, understand now? Therefore, he says what? Sa vak yaya swapne bhashate. The speaker in dream speaks by which, okay? The speaker in the dream is what now? The speech, isn't it? That is the walk that Brahman is the speech of the speech Okay, by which alone the speaker, there's a speaker who speaks in dream. Got it? I think I should start the class. All of you are sleeping now. Because two classes continues too much. Iti. It means what? All these terms talk about word, isn't it? That means it, what should it convey? It should only convey Brahman cannot be revealed by words. Mm. Brahman alone brings words to light. Mm. What is Brahman? Chaitanya Jyotihi. What is Chaitanya Jyotihi? Aham Shabda Lakshyartha. Therefore, the teacher in the next sentence says, Tad Aham Pada Lakshyartha Eva Brahma. That ahampada lakshyataha chaitanya jyotihi alone. What now? Is it? This is tvam. So therefore, tad tvam brahma. Tad tvam brahma means that the chaitanyam alone should be taken into account. You should exclude the physical body even though you like it very much. You exclude the mind, exclude all the senses, exclude all the indriyani. You should take only that kai chaitanya jyotihi as ahampada lakshyartha, as Brahman. Then there will not be confusion. Otherwise you will get worked up. How can I am the worshipper be the a paramatma, be paramatma? Understand? Tad, instead of saying tvam, he says tad chaitanya jyotihi. But now you had the tad uses instead of tvam because for the student to exclude, isn't it? To exclude all the anatma and take only the atma, the consciousness, the teacher uses the tad. And which is also what now? Which tad? Which has been revealed as the Chaitanya Jyotihi, understood as what? The first sentence. First two quarters reveal Chaitanya Jyotihi being Atma, which is Brahman, isn't it? That is actually you. That you, consciousness alone, that you is Brahman, not the Vachyartha you. Okay, now he's going to say, Sahi, Vaktuhu, Vaktihi, Nitya, Vak, Chaitanya Jyotiswarupa. First he says, Sahi, Vaktuhu, Vaktihi, Nitya. That walk, what is what now? Walk Brahman. Sa walk, the absolute speaking power Brahman. In sa walk, vaktuhu vaktihi. Vaktuhu vaktihi means, vaktihi means speaking power. Vaktuhu means of the speaker. The speaking power of the speaker is that absolute walk, Brahman. Sa vaktuhu vaktihi. Vaktuhu is what? Possessive, singular possessive of the rikaranta shabda vakta. Vaktri shabdaha. Vaktuhu vaktri shabdaha. Vakta vaktaram vaktra vaktre vaktuhu vaktuhu vaktari. Okay, it comes. So vaktuhu means what now? Possessive. Vaktuhu vaktihi means the speaking power of the speaker is that absolute vak, Brahman. Sa means that absolute vak. That vak is Brahman. What is Brahman? Speaking power of the speaker. Vaktuhu vaktihi. And that vaktihi, vaktuhu vaktihi sa vak, what now? Nityavak, eternal, indestructible, everlasting. Nityavak, What is that Nitya Vak, Vaktuhu Vaktihi Brahma? Yes, he says, Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa. Isn't that absolute speech, speech of the speech, which is in the speaking power of the speaker, is in the form of pure light of consciousness. Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa. I got it?
Mm-hmm.
Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa. That consciousness, that walk, which is in the form of pure consciousness, isn't it? Which is of the nature of consciousness, which is the very speaking power of the speaker. Okay, he says next. Nahi, another quotation. Nahi. Vaktuhu.
Vaktuhu.
Vaktehe.
Vaktehe.
Viparilopaha.
Viparilopaha.
Vidyate.
Vidyate.
Vaktuhu. Vaktehe. Viparilopaha. Na vidyate. Vaktuhu means what? No, of the speaker. What is of the speaker? The speaking power of the speaker. Okay, vaktihi. Vaktuhu vaktihi is what? Speaking power of the speaker. Then vaktehe means what now? Okay, of the speaking power of the speaker. What is it? Viparilopaha, destruction, nahi vidyate. There is no destruction of the speaking power of the speaker. There is no destruction of viparilopaha means destruction. Of what? Na viparilopaha vidyate. There is no destruction. Of what? Of the speaking power. How is it said here? Vaktehe. Whose vaktihi? Vaktuhu. Vaktuhu vaktehe viparilopaha na vidyate. There is no destruction of. It is never destroyed. Never destructible. Arivu. Okay? Isn't it? Viparilopaha vidyate iti shrutehe. What does he want to say? That vakta speech, Brahman is said to be the very speech of the speech. Why is it said to be speech of the speech? Because it is the very speaking power of the speaker. And such speaking power of the speaker, how can it be revealed by this vak, expressed word? And word, what is the difference here? Any vak, isn't it? The so-called vak, padam, is what now? Has a beginning and an end. Work is what now? It has time bound. And how can it can reveal the Nitya Vak? Kala Yukta Vak cannot reveal the Kala Rahita Vak. And word which is dependent on the speaker to be expressed, how can it reveal, isn't it, bring to light the very speaking power of the speaker? It's all, see, different quotations are used here to drive home what is revealed by one sentence. Understand what I'm saying? He uses the word Brahman. He's explaining actually. That's why it's a commentary of the earlier they said word. Understand now? Vachoha Vak is commented upon by the following words here. You got it? Tadevam,
tadevam,
Atmaswarupam, Brahma.
Brahma.
Okay, now he is going to what now? Now having finished those things, he is going to go now. Tadeva Atmaswarupam Brahma. That Atmaswarupam, isn't it? The real nature of the I, the Atmaswarupam is what now? Brahma, the Brahman consciousness is what now? Niratishayam. 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 Atishayam means division. Okay? Niratishayam is what now? Divisionless. And then, Bhuma Akhyam in Chandogya Upanishad, this is a work called Bhuma Vidya, where Brahman is implied by the word Bhuman. Bhuman. Isn't it? It means Brahman. Bhuman also means what now? Bhuma. Brahman is another word. Bhuman is another word for Brahman. So, Bhuma Akhyam. Bhuma Akhyam means what now? Atma alone is said to be what now? Bhuman. Bhuma. That Bhuma. Brihatvat Brahma. In Chandogyam, that same Atma is said to be what now? Brahma. Okay? And that, there also, what does it mean here? Atma is Brahman, isn't it? Bhuma Akhyam, that Brahman. Brihatvat Brahma iti Vidhi. May you know that Brahman is known by the term Brahma, that Atma Chaitanyam to be infinitely big due to its bigness. It's called known by the term Brahman. May you know that. He quotes from other thing. Having said that, okay, Brahmeti Vidhi Vijanihi. Vidhi is a word in the mantra. And what is the mantra meaning given by Adi Shankaracharya? Vijanihi. Vijanihi, what may you know? Tvam. May you know that. May you know that. Okay? What does it mean? May you know that Atma is Brahma. Chit is Sat. That Brahman is what now? Is you. Which Brahman is you? The Brahman who is in the form of the Atma Chaitanyam. Atma Chaitanya Jyotihi, which is the speaking power. Power behind the organ of speech, the speaker, and that Brahman now cannot be revealed, which can be revealed by the consciousness, the form of consciousness, which can be revealed by words, and which alone illumines the words, that Brahman Tvamasi. Tadeva Tvam. You are that Brahman. Iti Vidhi. May you know that. That means what? In fact, you do not need to know. You have to claim. You need not know. Knowing is only with reference to what that Brahman is. Not once you know what that Brahman is, you are that Brahman. Therefore, you need not to know. You have to claim. Tad Brahmatvamasi. Okay. It will become clear. We are on the fourth mantra. By the time we finish the mantras, this mantra will become clearer when we go to the next mantra. Don't worry. If you are clear also, I am happy. If you are not clear also, I am not unhappy. Because we will take care of the next mantra is there. Okay, now he's going to say what now? What is that Brahman? Tadeva Brahma Tvam Vidhi. Finished that. No? And what is that Brahman? He's again explaining. Yaihi Vagadi Upadibihi. Vagadi Upadibihi. Vagadi Upadibihi. Vachaha vak, vach, vak.
Vachaha vak.
Chakshushaha chakshuhu.
Chakshushaha chakshuhu.
Shrotrasya shrotram.
Shrotrasya shrotram.
Manaso manaha.
Manaso manaha.
Karta.
Karta.
Bhokta.
Bhokta.
Vijnata.
Niyanta.
Prashasita.
Prashasita.
Vijnanamanandam Brahma.
Vijnanamanandam Brahma.
Yit இத்யேவம் ஆதயஹ. இத்தி ஏவம் ஆதயஹ. ஏவம் ஆதயஹம் பட்னோ எக்ஸெட்ரா சச்சாஸ். ஓகே, ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் யூஸ் டு ஹோம் டு மீன் ஒன் பிரம்மன். Okay, to imply one Brahman, all these words are used in the Shastra. Look at this. Vachaha, vak, isn't it? Speech of the speech. Then, what is the name given to Brahman? Vak. Chakshushaha, chakshuhu. Eye of the eye. There, what is the name given to Brahman? Eye. Like that. So many words are used here to imply Brahman. And then, மனசா மனஹ. ஓகே, மைண்ட். பிரம்மன் ஹாஸ் சோ மெனி நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாக், சக்ஷு, ஸ்ரோத்ரம், மனஹ, ஹேண்ட் ஆஃப் த ஹேண்ட், லெக் ஆஃப் தி லெக், எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஹெட், எவ்ரிதிங் இட்ஸ் ஆல் தி நேம்ஸ். தென் கர்த்தா, டூவர், இஸ் எ நேம் இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? கர்த்தா, போக்தா, தென் நோ எக்ஜாயர், விஜ்ஞாதா, நோவர், நியந்தா, கண்ட்ரோலர், பிரசாசிதா, கவர்னர், விஞ்ஞானம், ஆனந்தம், இசன்ட் இட்? விஞ்ஞானம், சித், ஆனந்தம், இசன்ட் இட்? சச்சித் ஆனந்தம், யூ கேன் சே ஆனந்தம், பிரம்ம, ஆல்சோ வாட் நோ யூ கேன் சே சத்து, சித்து, ஆனந்தா. ஆல் தீஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் யூசிங். சத்து, சித்து, ஆனந்தா, சத்தியம், ஞானம், அனந்தம். I'm adding more names now. All these words are really, does really Brahman, can all the, now he is going, now because the question will come. What is the question? Okay, you have explained very well. Speaking power of all the words is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman can be revealed by the words, which are dependent on the very speaker to be expressed. Fine. Why these words are then? Brahma, vak, chakshuhu, சத், சித், ஆனந்தம். டோன்ட் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ரிவீல் பிரம்மன் தென்? ஹீ சேஸ் தோஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். ஓகே, ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஓகே ஆர் யூஸ்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் பிரம்மன். பட் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், நோ வேர்ட் கேன் ரியலி வாட் நோ யூஸ்ட் ஆன் பிரம்மன். These words are usable, isn't it? Only from the standpoint of the upadhi. There's no see, if there is no seen, can you talk about the seer? Can you talk about the speaker without, understand? Only from the standpoint of the upadhi. There's a upadhi bihi. From the standpoint of this sthula, sukshma, karana, sharira, upadhis alone, what now? Brahman, all these names are, words are used to mean Brahman. Otherwise, no word can indicate Brahman. Upadhi only. Upadhi bihi. These words are all used, understand now? Used as names of Brahman only from the standpoint of the this upadhis. Only from the standpoint of the jagat, we have to say what now? Satyam. Only from the standpoint of jadam, you have to use the word chit. Only from the standpoint of all limited objects, we have limitations of the objects, we have to use the word anantam. Only from the standpoint of dukkam, prapancham, we have to use the word anandaha. Okay, therefore what he says is ityevam adayaha means all these words, okay, sattu, chittu, vijnanam, anandam, brahma, etc. Okay, you get all the words now? You get what I'm saying? All these words ityevam adayaha, such all these words such as these samyavaharaha what now? Are transacting, is used here in transaction, where asam yavahariye nirviseshe పరే సామ్యే బ్రహ్మణి ప్రవర్తంతే. ఆల్ దిస్ ట్రాన్సాక్ట్ వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ ఆర్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్, యూస్డ్ అంటే యూస్డ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్. విచ్ బ్రహ్మన్? అసంవ్యవహార్యే. బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్. నో వ్యవహార ఇస్ దర్ బ్రహ్మన్. నాన్ ట్రాన్సాక్టబుల్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇన్ నాన్ ట్రాన్సాక్టబుల్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ యూస్డ్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? ఉపాధి ఓన్లీ. ఇన్ వితౌట్ ఉపాధి నో వర్డ్ క్యాన్ బి యూస్డ్. అప్లికబుల్, నో వర్డ్ ఈస్ అప్లికబుల్. గెట్ ఇట్? గెట్ ఇట్ ఆర్ నాట్? వెయిట్, లెట్ మీ ఫినిష్ ఇట్. సో సంవ్యవహారాహ, ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ ఆర్ వాట్? నో, అసంవ్యవహార. నో, హీ టాక్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మ స్వరూపం. అసంవ్యవహార్యం బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ వాట్? నో, అసంవ్యవహార్యం, నాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు ఎనీ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్. ఇస్ ఇట్ నాన్ ట్రాన్సాక్టబుల్ బ్రహ్మన్? ఇస్ ఇట్ నాన్ ట్రాన్సాక్టబుల్? అండ్ నిర్విశేషం అట్రిబ్యూట్లెస్ బ్రహ్మన్, నో విశేష ఇస్ దేర్. అండ్ పరే ది అబ్సల్యూట్ బ్రహ్మన్ రియాలిటీ, బియాండ్ ది వర్డ్స్, బియాండ్ ఆల్ ది ఫార్మ్స్ అండ్ నేమ్స్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్. సామ్యే బ్రహ్మణి. సామ్యం మీన్స్ వన్ యూనిఫామ్ ఇండివిజిబుల్ పార్ట్లెస్ హోల్ వేర్ ఇన్ నాట్ దీస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆర్ దేర్ కంప్లీట్లీ. సత్ చిత్ ఆనంద మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ బ్రాట్ ఇన్ డిఫరెన్స్. ఈవెన్ దోస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్. కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, లిమిట్లెస్నెస్, దీస్ వర్డ్స్, దిస్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఆల్సో నాట్ దేర్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఆల్ త్రీ ఆర్ వన్. ఇట్స్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇజ్నట్ ఇట్? దీస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ విజ్ఞానం ఆనందం బ్రహ్మ. ఈ కోర్స్ మదర్ ఉపనిషత్. సచ్చిత్ ఆనందం బ్రహ్మ, హత్యం న్యాయమనంతం బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ వాక్, ఓ కర్త, భోక్త, ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ వేర్ ఆర్ ది యూస్డ్? బ్రహ్మణి ప్రవర్తంతే, దేర్ యూస్ టు మీన్ ఇస్ ఇట్? వి సే ది డూవర్, బ్రహ్మణ్ ఇస్ నాట్ డూవర్, ది డూవర్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ. దేర్ ఇస్ నో డూవర్ వితౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఎంజాయ్ వితౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఇస్ ఇట్ ఎలిమేటెడ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో స్పీకర్ వితౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో సీర్ వితౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్, బికాస్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ పవర్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ వీఆర్ యూసింగ్ ఓన్లీ వేర్ ఉపాధిభి, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపాధిస్ ఓన్లీ. Really speaking, the standpoint without the Upadis, if you see, Brahman is what? Actually, Asamvyavaharyam Brahma. Is it Asamvyavaharyam? Samvyavahara means what? Vyavahara means transaction. Asamvyavahara, no transaction is possible there. And Samyam, Param. Samyam means just one indivisible, partless whole. Chaitanya, the consciousness. Understand? There's something must be there for it to mean it. There must be something opaque must be there then to say the light, isn't it? Talk about the light. So she used the word light here for some substance. So you must be jada prapancha, upadhi must be there. Then you have what now? Chait chait chit. You can't talk about without the, isn't it? Mithya. You can't talk about the sat. There's no need for the other words. The word samyam. Pare brahmani. But pravartante. Asam, see, samyavaharaha. Asamyavahariye. Pare samye brahmani pravartante. Why? How these words are used then? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాధి. ఉపాధిభి, హోప్ యూ గాట్ ఇట్? బికాస్ యూ ఆస్క్ అదర్ వేస్, వాట్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్, డోంట్ దే రివీల్? Tan Vyudasya means leaving aside all those, upadis. Pa, he is giving defining upadi. What is upadi? Though upadi is that because of which these words are, words of transactions, is it, are used in non-transactable Brahman. Amazing, isn't it? Tan Vyudasya. Tan means what? Upadhi. Okay, those upadis alone. These upadis because of which alone these names are, okay, these words are used. Words of transactions are used in non-transactable Brahman because upadis, those upadis Vyudasya. You know, excluding those upadis. Exclude all those upadis. Stula, sukshma, karana, sharirani. Isn't it? Tan means what now? Upadis. Tan means upadi in Vyudasya. Leaving aside. You take away those upadis, no word can be used to mean Brahman. Without, understand now? Vyudasya. Atmanameva. Only pure consciousness. Excluding the upadis, because of which alone, what now? These names are, okay, words of transaction used in the non-transactive Brahman. Remove all of them. Atmanameva. What now? That self alone, what now? Nirvisesham Brahma, that absolutely attributeless consciousness alone, what now? Vidhi. We know that attributeless consciousness to be Brahman. What is attributeless now? Nirvisesham is what? Atma. Nirvisesham Atmanam Brahma Vidhi. Nirvisesham Atmanam Brahma Vidhi means we know that attributeless consciousness, the self, being Brahman. How can you know that? Vidaya, Vidasya. Excluding all those upadis. What are the upadis? One upadi from the standpoint of which alone even these words are possible to superimpose on Brahman. Hope I have made it clear. Where is Satya? Where is Chitta? Where is Ananda? What is differences? You are Brahman. Totally, I should just, there's no I here. Listen, that should be the thing. Ityeva shabda arthaha. Na idam brahma. Now he goes next one. Na idam brahma. Now he finished what now? The commentary on the third quarter of the mantra. You see the beauty of it, how he developed it? Na idam brahma. Yadu. Idam, iti, upadibeda, visishta, upadibeda visishtam, anatma, ishwaradi, upasate, dhyayanti. Now, na idam brahma yadi idam upadi beda visishtam. Okay, upadi beda, what now? Here, all these upadhi bheda visishtam brahma. Anything, any object of meditation is what now? Upadhi bheda visishtam. Upadhi bheda means any object of meditation also is what now? Sagunam brahma. Sagunam brahma is what now? Upadhi bheda visishtam. Difference is upadhis, isn't it? Upadhis are different. For Ishvara, upadhi is what? Karna shariram. For Brahma, what is the Hiranyagarbha? What is the upadhi? Sukshma sharira, sukshma prapancha. What is upadhi for Virat? Sula prapancha, isn't it? Remove all the upadhis. Upadhi visishta Brahma is what now? Sagunam Brahma. That Sagunam Brahma alone, what now? It becomes object. With the upadhis, Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, you are individual, different. Remove the upadhis. What is, minus upadhis what now? Nirguna, nirvisesham Brahma. Sopadhikam Brahma is Sagunam Brahma. Nirupadhikam nirvisesham Brahma is Chaitanyam. Okay? Taan vyudasya. He said first. Now he says, therefore, not all this, not the so-called objects of worship, no, the object of meditation, which are all what of Sagunam Brahma. That is not, is it? Upadhi visishtam. See, that which is with all the upadhis, with the upadhis what you are worshipping now, with upadhis, as objects of meditation worship, now Brahman is not all of them. Brahman is what now? Upadhi rahitam, nirvisesham, nirgunam, shuddha chaitanyam, atma eva Brahma. That nirvisesham, nirupadhikam, nirvisesham, attributeless, upadhiless, isn't it? Brahman is what now? Tvam. Vidhi ityeva shabdartha na idam brahma yad idam iti upadhi bheda visishtam anatma ishwaradi upasate dhyayanti. Okay, upasate means what now? Worship. Dhyayanti, meditate on, worship. Yad, that which people worship with upadhi is what now? Is not Brahman. Brahman is not that which people worship with upadhi. The anatma, which is any object of worship, is what? Anatma. Tadeva Brahma Tvam Vidhi. Tadeva Brahma Tvam Vidhi Iti Ukte Api. Na idam brahma.
Na idam brahma.
Iti.
Anatmanaha.
Abrahmatvam.
Abrahmatvam.
Punaha uchyate.
Punaha uchyate.
Tadeva brahmatvam vidhi. That consciousness, Atma Jyotihi, Chaitanya Jyotihi, which is what now? Devoid of, which is what now? Exclusively the pure consciousness, without the body dimensions complex alone, is what? Therefore, tadeva brahma tvam viddhi ityukte api. Okay, that is, that Brahman is you, isn't it? You are that Brahman. That you, the consciousness alone, is Brahman. What now? Not the, you had, when you say tvam, you should exclude the vachyartha. Exclude the aspects included in the vachyartha and take only the lakshyartham of tvam, which is consciousness, which is the vak, chaha vak, which is the yena, is it vak abhyudhyate? அனபிதித்தம் ஏனவாக பிரிதித்தே தத் பிரம்ம சைத்தன்யம் யூ ஆர் தட். இஸ் எனஃப் இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? ஹேவிங் செட் தட், ந இதம் எதிதம் ந இதம் பிரம்ம இதி அனாத்மனஹ அப்ரம்மத்வம். சோ அனாத்மா, தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் வர்ஷிப், that which is meditated upon, worshipped, is not only anatma. Anatma being not Brahman, atma alone being Brahman, is what now punaha again is what now uchyate. Kimartam iti punaha uchyate anatmanaha abrahmatvam. Anatma is abrahma, atma alone is Brahma. And anything you worship is anatma abrahma. Okay? That's what he is want to say. Abrahma. Idi niyama, niyamartham,
niyamartham,
anyate,
anyate,
brahma,
brahma,
buddhi,
buddhi,
parisankhyana, parisankhyanartham,
parisankhyanartham,
va. See, niyamatmanam, because always it is very important for one to emphasize. When you say what Brahman is, he says, what Brahman is not also, he says. Okay, anat, objects of worship are all anatma. Anatma is not Brahman, atma alone is Brahman. Okay, that atma which alone is Brahman is pure consciousness, which is available as the what now substance of the substantive aham, which is the what now which cannot be revealed by the words, which alone reveals the words. Yena yat brahma vacha anabhijitam yena brahmana vak abhyudyate தத் பிரம்மத்வமசி இதி வித்தி ததேவ தத் சைத்தன்யமேவ ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யமேவ பிரம்ம இதி த்வம் வித்தி ந இதம் யத் இதம் உபாசதே. ஓம் நமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.